Hey folks, welcome into this week's installment of Mind Your Business, a podcast presented in partnership with High Country Radio, our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate and the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Chamber. Thanks for downloading us again this week and continuing to share the word with your friends. We see those subscriptions going up. We appreciate those of you that have liked us and reviewed us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, all of those places. We certainly appreciate you taking that extra step here. So this week's topic, a very timely one. We're going to talk about the elections process a little bit here in Watauga County and in North Carolina, and make sure that you have the best and most accurate and factual information about what the process looks like. We're not talking candidates. We're not talking platforms. We're talking about the physical process of voting. There's so much information that's out there right now that is kind of a blend of information, right? I heard this from one state, you know, I heard this from another. What is actually factual about North Carolina and our voting processes and procedures, not only statewide, but especially here in Watauga County come this fall? So we're going to be visited today by Matt Snyder. He is the Director of Elections for the Watauga County Board of Elections, and he's going to dispel the myths and give us the straight answers on what mail-in absentee balloting looks like, what that process looks like, when early voting starts, how you'll be able to do that, where in Watauga County you'll be able to do that. And then finally, with Election Day, what the polling place procedures look like. What does curbside voting look like? There are some changes to what we expect to see with that, especially with polling places on Election Day due to social distancing and wanting to spread things out a little bit more. Some of those traditional places in Watauga County that you and I have gone to vote at for years aren't going to be the places you go to on Election Day. So where are those places? Thankfully, Watauga County Board of Elections and Watauga County Board of Education have been able to work together to make some more spacious facilities available in the area gyms of the schools here. So that will be one option. But how do you find that out? Matt's going to walk us through all of that process to make sure you know where to go, how to be prepared to get there in terms of registration, and ultimately what your rights are as a voter and being able to cast that ballot. So hopefully some very helpful information. This times up with something else we want to make sure you're aware of, and that is our annual Meet the Candidates Forum. And this year it's going to look a little bit different too, because what doesn't look a little bit different this year, right? So our annual Meet the Candidates Forum will take place on Thursday, October 1st, from 5:30 to 9:30. However, this year, because of social distancing and just not being able to have more of a larger number in terms of mass gatherings, we're going to not be able to have the general public join us live and in person for this event. Instead, we're going to utilize some media partners here in the area and bring this to you live. So it's going to be broadcast live from the Appalachian Theater in downtown Boone, and it will be broadcast on App TV, YouTube TV, and AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM, our media partners that help us produce this program. So archives of each of those segments will be made available on our Boone Area Chamber platforms following the event as well. We want to make sure that you have access to the information that is coming. Now, we'll have candidates that are running for the U.S. House of Representatives, Watauga County Commissioner, the North Carolina State House and Senate races, and the Watauga County Board of Education. They have been invited to participate in this event this year. And we'll handle the rest of it kind of like we have before. Questions will be asked by a moderator. We will have an opportunity for pre-event audience submission of questions, and we'll make sure that those get in, as well as questions from our Government Relations Committee here at the Boone Chamber and the Blowing Rock Chamber Community and Government Committee. And again, this is a candidate forum being put on by two chambers of commerce. So expect some of these questions to have a little bit more business application to them, because a number of our members and community members want to know how these candidates feel about certain elements that will affect our business community going forward in the next several years. But also, we do take the opportunity to infuse questions from the community as well. And obviously, sometimes those don't necessarily skew directly toward business. So we'll do the very best we can. So again, all of this will take place on Thursday, October 1st, from 5:30 to 9:30. It will be broadcast live on App TV, YouTube TV, Facebook, and on the radio at AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM from 5:30 to 9:30. And this is our annual Watauga County Meet the Candidates Forum. So a reason why we moved the date, and some people have actually question that. We wanted to make sure that we got this in before early voting started. Now, not anticipating that COVID-19 was going to bring on such a spike in early voting and absentee balloting, didn't quite anticipate that, so we didn't get it in too early, but wanted to time this up about 2 weeks before the early voting window starts in North Carolina. So you'll have October 1st, you'll have a couple weeks to digest what you heard, and then ultimately start the process of making your decision if you did not mail in your ballots ahead of time. So that's the skinny on that event. Couple of other things that we want to make you aware of from a chamber calendar perspective. We have space for five teams left in our Show Your Love Golf Classic, which will be held September 21st. At 10 o'clock in the morning, shotgun start out at Jefferson Landing in Ashe County. Again, five team spots available. This is a golf tournament blended with all of the social distancing procedures you could imagine. We're changing up the way we administer the tournament a little bit, but still giving you the opportunity to get out there with your team and have a great final day on the golf course before things start to shut down for the late fall and early winter. So again, thanks to Jefferson Landing and our friends at App Healthcare for helping us walk through this process and make sure that we're putting on an event that is not only fun, but also safe and responsible at the same time. So five spaces remain in that tournament. You can register online at boonchamber.com. This is one of our largest fundraisers of the year, and I'll be honest with you, it's been a year where a lot of our event revenue has taken a complete downturn, as you can imagine. So by playing in the tournament, you're helping us continue to be able to bring some of this news and information and opportunities to connect businesses together that we've been able to do throughout this pandemic and throughout the rest of the year too. So thank you for your support of this event. Thank you to Skyline, Skybest, and Carolina West Wireless for helping us put on this event each and every year. Final thing that we want to make sure you're aware of is the Grow with Google series. So this is something that's being put on by six different chambers of commerce. We have come together. It's like the Batman chamber symbol was shot in the sky and we all came running to meet with our good friend Deming Bass, who works with the Grow with Google team. And over the course of 5 weeks, starting September 22nd, we will be delivering a weekly seminar on a topic related to website management and really website awareness, I guess I'll call that, for businesses. And we're talking about everything from making sure that you're leveraging resources like YouTube effectively and making sure that you understand the data that comes to you on that Google Analytics platform, right? We see all those numbers and we're like, that looks good. That chart's going up. But what does it actually mean? And how can you use that information more effectively to help grow your business? So five different topics administered over the course of five straight Tuesdays throughout the course of late September, the month of October, and early November. You can register for that online at boonchamber.com. You don't have to be a member of any one of the chambers. We thank those of you that are. But you can be just a member of the general public. You just want to know more about the Google platform and how you can maximize its impact on your business. You can sign up online again at boonchamber.com. Just click on the events tab. If you sign up for the event on the 21st, that's that first event about growing your website content through Google, you will see an opportunity to sign up for an all access pass that gets you all five of the presentations for the low cost of $25. If you want to sign up a la carte, those are $10 a session, and that helps us recoup the cost of getting the programming to you. So again, you can sign up for all five, and you can do that for that first date and hopefully get some great information over the course of a five-week period of time that can help you grow your business. And this is so important now because we're getting ready to get into that holiday season and people may not be as quick to jump inside a retail location here coming up, but this is a great way to make sure that all of your bells and whistles on your website are tuned to the point where people can find you. They can Google you and you come up first. They can get a better sense of what product offerings you have because you're able to make a YouTube video to show them that thing and all of those types of procedures. So we want to make sure that we get this to you at a time where you can implement it before the holidays and make sure that you can use your online traffic to help supplement what may or may not be there in terms of in-person visiting. So sign up for that Grow with Google series starting September 22nd. You can get that registration submitted today at boonchamber.com. All right, when we come back from the break, in air quotes here in podcast land, we will visit with Matt Snyder of the Watauga County Board of Elections for some very timely and topical information about what we can expect with Decision 2020 looming around the corner.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit appalachiancre.com.
People,
They make up one of the top industries in Watonga County. Locals that call this special place home. Visitors who frequently escape to our beauty. Students who come here to learn. Alongside App Healthcare, the Boone and Blowing Rock Chambers of Commerce and Appalachian State ask you to show your love for all who walk our streets by practicing the three W's. Wear a face covering, wash your hands, and wait 6 feet from others. Show your love, and together we can keep Watauga County safe and open for everyone. Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Our program brought to you, as always, by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, talking all things voting here today. As we said before the break, we are happy to be joined today by Matt Snyder. He is the Director of Elections for the Watauga County Board of Elections, and he is our resident guru on all of the things that are accurate and all of the things that need some clarification as we move into this very important period of time here in our community. So, Matt, first of all, thanks for everything that you and your staff are doing to get good information out to folks about what these processes look like, because I know a number of them are different this year.
Well, thank you, Dave, and we appreciate the opportunity to get out there and help folks understand what's going on this year with a national news cycle. Sometimes you hear stories from other states that don't pertain to North Carolina, so and some things are different this year, but most of the things are the same, so I'd love the opportunity to help educate folks about what's going on this year.
Well, let's start at the very beginning for those folks that may still need to kind of get the party started by registering to vote or maybe changing or registration based on a move that they have had. What are the windows for that? And what does that process look like this year, knowing that the pandemic has probably changed some actual processes around a little bit?
Great question. Yes. So there are a few options for folks. We have the traditional way. You can go to the State Board of Elections website, ncsbe.gov, and download a voter registration form. If you're a first-time registrant in the county, we do need an original signature, so you can fill it out, mail it in, or drop it off. But if you're just updating your existing information, you can fill out that form online and then sign it and then email it or fax it back to us, as well as mail it or drop it off. Registration closes October 9th of this year, so it's important to get that done by then. If folks happen to miss the October 9th registration, they can still do what we call same-day registration during the one-stop early voting period, which starts October 15th and runs through the 31st. The only difference is you'd have to show proof of residence within the county for the one-stop registration.
Again, one-stop information changing a little bit as it often tends to do as people gear up for those dates if they're not doing a mail-in or absentee ballot process. And we'll get into that in a second because I know there's a lot there. But tell us about the one-stop locations this year, where people can do that. You mentioned the date range is October 15th through the 31st. Just kind of the nitty-gritty on how people can go through that process.
Certainly. Well, we're grateful to the board for putting up so many sites. We've got 6 sites around the county, and anyone registered to vote in Watauga County can vote at any one of those 6 sites, whichever is most convenient for them. We have one at the County Administration Building on King Street, one at Appalachian State University at the Blue Ridge Ballroom, the Town Hall in Blowing Rock, the Deep Gap Fire Department, High Country Vacation Homes in Fosco was gracious enough to allow us to use their office, and the Western Watauga Community Center. So it's kind of a spiral around the county, and anyone can use any one of those. We are open Mondays through Fridays from 8 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. Saturday, October 17th, will be open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. The same on Saturday, the 24th, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then the final day, which is Saturday, October 31st, we're open from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. So we have plenty of hours for everybody to come out, plenty of sites, more so than we've ever had on a weekly basis. So we really hope folks take advantage of the early voting sites, because if you have some changes or things, it's an easy place where you can fix anything and everybody can vote there. On election day, if you've moved or have some issues, it might complicate your voting process a little bit. So we really encourage folks to take advantage of all the one-stop sites.
Excellent information from Matt Snyder joining us from the Watauga County Board of Elections here today on Mind Your Business. And let's get into that mail-in aspect of that, because we've obviously heard a lot of national conversation around mail-in balloting and absentee balloting. What is North Carolina's official policy on that to make sure, as you mentioned earlier, that we're getting the information that is right for our state, not what may be talked about nationally as far as policies and procedures for other states?
Certainly. So first of all, in North Carolina, you have to request us to mail you an absentee ballot. There is no blanket mailing to every household in the county. So you can get a absentee request form on our website, easiest to Google by Watauga County Board of Elections. So you can download a form there and fill it out, sign it, mail it, email it, fax it, or drop it off to us. The State Board of Elections has also just launched an online absentee ballot request portal, which you can find on their website, ncsbe.gov, and it allows you to do the entire process online. You can request the ballot, fill out the documentation, sign it there on their website, and it automatically gets transmitted into our system the next morning, and we will process it and then mail your ballot out from here. For those folks that may have friends or family that are overseas or in the military, they have the special option to have their ballots emailed to them. You can also do that through the same online portal. And a really neat thing about it this year is you can actually fill out your ballot if you're overseas or military on their online portal, and it will come to us electronically. So it's a really neat option. We're grateful for the state doing it. And when we came back into work Tuesday morning over the weekend, we had 560 absentee requests waiting on us in the portal. So it's been very popular. It's very easy. As with any new technology and implementation, they've worked out a few kinks here and there, but I think things are running pretty smoothly now, and it's a great option for folks.
And I think there's been some other discussion, too, in some other states about the drop box concept. So getting that absentee ballot and then taking that to a central location to drop it off. What can you tell us about whether that's available in North Carolina and what the best way is for people to get that ballot back to you with integrity in mind?
Certainly. So drop boxes are not allowed in North Carolina for this one reason. When you submit a ballot in person, you must sign a log stating that you are eligible to return that ballot. It must be yourself or a near immediate family member to return the ballot. So we do not allow folks to drop it in a box where we cannot collect that information to validate that they are one of the people allowed to submit that. However, you can mail the ballot to us, and we understand people have concerns about the mail, but you can also drop it off in person, and you can do that at the Board of Elections office, which is in the courthouse on King Street, or at any of the six early voting sites. You cannot drop it off on election day at your polling site. So it must come into either the early voting sites or to our office if you want to drop it off in person. Otherwise, you can mail it to us.
Excellent information from Matt Snyder with the Watauga County Board of Elections. We're going to take a brief time out. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Election Day polling locations, as well as some other tips and information to make sure that you have the accurate information as it comes to election time here in Watauga County and in the state of North Carolina. We're back with more of Mind Your Business after this on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson from the Boone Area Chamber visiting with our next door neighbor, Matt Snyder from the Watauga County Board of Elections. He is the Director of Elections, very busy guy here for the next couple of months as we get ready for Decision 2020 as it is. Matt, we've talked a lot about the pre-election day opportunities available for folks to vote, make sure they're registered properly. Let's talk a little bit about Election Day. You and I were speaking before, 2/3 of the county voting in a different place on Election Day. Can you give us a little bit of the background behind that and how people can find out where it is they need to go?
Certainly. So this year, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, we have had to reevaluate our polling locations to comply with the mandates were given by the state, which follows the CDC guidelines on social distancing and protocols. So the Board of Education was grateful enough, and we were very appreciative to their efforts to allow us to use the school gyms around the county, since they are larger spaces and they're well known. So what we have tried to do with all of our smaller polling, election day polling sites, is to find a way to use the school gym. So we have worked with the State Board of Election to basically do a temporary combination of precincts and use the various school gyms around the county. So what that means is, out of the 45,000 registered voters, we have about 30,000 that will be voting someplace new this year. We know that that is a big difference. And so what we're going to be doing is working on a campaign to get that information out to everybody. We are working with the state to get that in our system so that when people go to look themselves up, it will tell them the proper place they will be voting on Election Day, and hope to have that completed within the next 2 weeks, so that they could go to the State Board of Elections website and use the voter lookup tool to find out where they're going to be voting. But as always, we'll have this information on our website, or people can call our office at 265-8061 if they do have a question about that, because that's a concern of the entire board, is that we've made a lot of changes to folks, and we want to make sure everybody has no confusion over where they need to go if they want to vote.
Well, Matt, you bring up, with the pandemic, probably a little bit more reliance this year too on some of the curbside elements to the voting process. What can you tell us about those requirements?
Yes, excellent. So voting in North Carolina this year is the same as it's always been. You have the absentee by mail voting, you have the early voting, you have election day voting, and at any time we have a physical voting site, there's always curbside voting available. And what that means is, folks can literally pull into a marked parking space, and if they meet the following requirements, we can process that voter from their car. So it is, the regulations say that because of age or physical disability or physical barriers encountered at the voting place, they are unable to enter the enclosure to vote in person without physical assistance. So we'll be able to process them from their car. So what does that include? This includes people who are unable to enter the polling place due to age or physical or mental disability, such as agoraphobia, or if they have a medical condition that puts them at increased risk of contracting COVID-19, folks who should not wear a mask due to medical or behavioral condition or disability, or people that are experiencing symptoms of COVID-19. They're all qualified and eligible to vote curbside. Just having the fear of contracting COVID-19 does not qualify you, but if you are a high-risk person, it does. So we expect we're going to have more folks voting from the safety of their cars this year, and they will be processed by folks that are following CDC guidelines, and hope people that are concerned about going into polling places take advantage of that opportunity.
Matt, I know that a lot of folks, no matter where they go in the community, are concerned about the cleaning processes, the face coverings, and how they are implemented business to business, place to place. What does that look like on Election Day?
So we are going to be sanitizing every polling place that we use before Election Day and after Election Day. All of our election officials will be wearing protective gear, face masks, face shields, gloves. They'll also have hand sanitizer stations throughout the polling site. Each voter will be offered a mask, complimentary of the State Board of Elections, as well as hand sanitizer. And every voter will have their own individual pin, so there's no sharing of pins to mark ballots. So we're really trying to take care of our friends and neighbors that are coming out to vote and the ones that are working, and make sure we make things as safe as we possibly can.
I like that. Vote and get a pin. I mean, you know, why wouldn't you at this point in time? We're visiting with Matt Snyder here this morning on Mind Your Business. Final thing for you on the voting element, and then we'll talk a little bit about poll workers and that type of thing here in a moment. But in terms of online tools, you know, that's one thing that has really evolved over time, is the ability to do things like check your registration, even you know, some of the other processes that you've laid out today. Can you give us any further information on ways that we can do work ahead of time online to make sure that Election Day process is as smooth as it can possibly be?
Certainly. Great point. So this year, over the summer, the North Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles launched an online voter registration option. So if you have a North Carolina driver's license or a North Carolina ID card, and you are a customer of the DMV, you can go, and probably the easiest way is to Google NCDMV voter registration. They have an online service where you can register to vote online. They will use your signature that they acquired when you got your driver's license as your signature for the form, And it allows folks to do everything online, and then that comes to us electronically into our systems, and we're able to process all of that just as it would have been with a normal piece of paper. So it's a wonderful addition for folks.
Excellent information there. And then finally for you, I know that this operation this year is going to require a lot more physical power of volunteers and poll workers and things along those lines. If someone did want to get involved in that and help out in this way, what are ways that they can work with the Board of Elections to help you administer this election in this very difficult time?
Excellent. Well, first of all our positions are paid. So we, even though they call them volunteers, we are paying everyone for their time. There are a lot of different ways. They can always call our office if they're interested. We also have an application on our website if they're interested in working the early voting. And we do that since we're open for about 13 hours a day. We split that into two shifts, a morning and an afternoon shift, to help accommodate folks. They can contact NC Works if they would like to work during the one-stop early voting period, or our office. And if they would like to work Election Day, I would suggest they just call our office or send me an email at matthew.snyder, and that's with a Y, at watgov.org. And we can find a place for them to work or potentially serve as a backup team, because we don't know what the future holds. And we're trying to create some backups in case we do lose some folks closer to election time. So I think today we calculated somewhere around 250 people we'll need for Election Day. We've got cleaners, we've got curbside teams, we've got greeters that are handing out masks on top of all the other positions. So it definitely has increased our demand at every polling site.
Well, Matt, I know that these election days are difficult when times are good. I can't even imagine what hoops you've got to jump through this year with the pandemic and new locations and everything. But again, we thank you on behalf of the entire community for the tireless work that you and your staff are putting in to make sure that this is a smooth and true process for everybody. And we wish you nothing but the best of luck and success. And certainly we look forward to working with you to share much more information as we get closer to Election Day. But thank you very much for your time today.
Great, David. Thank you so much. And everybody get out and vote this year.
All right. That's Matt Snyder from the Watauga County Board of Elections. I'm David Jackson from the Boone Area Chamber. And that does it for this installment of Mind Your Business. We'll be right back with you same time, same place again next week here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.